So it was last week or so when Chris Rock was due to be interviewed by the Chris Moore Show by Dominic.
Hello.
Now, we've interviewed Chris Rock before. Dom's interviewed him in one of the junkets, the movie junkets. And he's been in our show live. And we're a little bit disappointed, if we're honest.
We caught him on the wrong time, I think, didn't we?
I'm a big fan of Chris Rock. I still was praying that I was right. He's brilliant. He's great. We've just been unlucky when we've had an interaction with him that he's not been in full-on, funny, brilliant Chris Rock form.
Yeah.
So, knowing that potentially it could have been a disaster, we thought that we would send, instead of Dominic, to interview him, but fake Adele. Fake Adele now officially endorsed by real Adele.
Yes, that's true.
The worldwide phenomena.
Oh, she's massive.
No, she looks great, mate. I saw her yesterday.
You know what? Genuinely, that I wasn't. Beautiful. I wasn't trying to be horriblest.
She won an award yesterday and beat "Take That" at the Ivor Novello Awards, the songwriting awards for you know British songwriters. And she goes, "Oh my god, thank you! It's brilliant, isn't it? And my god, to be nominated like in the same category, Take That, forget winning, but to even be nominated with you, where are you? Don't know where you are, but love you, Take That, yeah, love you, miss you, whatever." Right, anyway,
she's great.
She's brilliant.
She's good. Right. So anyway, fake Adele met Chris Rock, and Dominic was there to witness this meeting.
Now, I know for a fact fake Adele was very nervous about how this would go.
Right.
Because as you said, the last time Chris Rock was in, we offered him a coffee, and he said, "Do you know what, I don't really want to wake up, I'm fine."
I think it's just because he's maybe not a morning person.
Not a morning person.
Sure.
So fake Adele was incredibly nervous during this.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to go in, I think, and be as friendly as she could be from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To kind of win him over a little bit.
Right.
Charm him.
Charm him with her womanly charms, because fake Adele is a charming woman.
Of course. Hello, Chris.
Hi, fake Adele.
I love you. I have loved you since the day you were born, pretty much, Chris.
I loved you on the fake Grammy Award.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Fake American Music Awards.
Yes, yeah.
And I have all your fake albums.
Oh, my lordy lord. Thank you so much. I set fire to the rain. Thank you. Who are your favourite comedians? You're my favourite comedian, number one.
My favourite comedians are Graham Norton. Let's see, Lenny Henry.
Yeah, you love Lenny Henry.
And anybody else from the UK.
Yeah, well, we love you. Chris Rock. That was nice.
So it's nice.
And also sad that Chris Rock can only name two funny people
in the whole UK.
And one of them is Graham Norton.
Technically I was going to say, one of them is Lenny Henry.
No, technically not from the UK.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, no, his family's from Yorkshire, I believe.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Hmm. You did. Who do you think you are? I like that Chris Rock seems to like fake Adele.
Well, he's got all her fake albums.
Yeah.
Which is nice of him to say that. Now, I know for a fact during this next clip here, fake Adele was going a bit red. She was a bit hot under the collar. I think she took a bit of a shine to Chris Rock.
Oh, really?
If I'm honest, yes. Here's the clip.
Can I say you are looking quite buff at the moment? Do you work out, Chris?
I do work out. Yeah. I do work out.
You gym it?
I gym it, and I work out once a month.
Oh, right. You look as though you are like proper buff. What are you benching?
I bench croissants.
Yeah.
Spoons.
I set fire to the rain. Oh. Thank you. Are you cringing a little bit inside?
It's a weird one, isn't it?
There's chemistry there, though.
There's definitely chemistry there.
It's when you feel it's going all right. Sorry, when fake Adele feels it's going all right, and then she sings, but it's met with silence. I think her confidence level drops again.
Met with silence every time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, but did she keep doing it?
Yeah. Oh, I think she did.
Brilliant.
Yes. Now,
did you at any point talk about Chris Rock's new film, 2 Days in New York, which is released in cinemas across the UK today?
A little bit.
Right.
But do you know what? Genuinely, and it's very good.
I'm going to see it later. I might take the girls later to see it tonight.
Without saying too much about the film, watch out for the sauna scene. There's a very funny scene in the sauna.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Is Allard in it?
No, he's not.
Right.
Okay. Fake Adele was very keen to talk to Chris Rock about what she still thinks is Chris Rock's best ever performance in a film.
I loved you in Madagascar. Aww.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you were wicked. Well, you were the zebra.
I was a zebra.
Now.
Circus, Afro Circus, Afro Circus, book it up, book it up, book it up, Afro.
That is a treat for me. That is a treat for me, Chris Rock. Oh my goodness, I've gone jelly legged.
I do a little music too.
I love that.
there was one thing that...
Can I just say, by the way...
There was a point...
You could tell in the room which people have seen Madagascar and which people haven't.
Yeah.
And I put money on it that me and Dave haven't, because we both looked at each other to go, what the hell is he saying?
What was he saying? Is it Book It Up?
What is it? Does zebra sing that in Madagascar?
Yeah, the zebra is like the main character, really.
Do you want to hear it again?
Does he sing Book It Up?
He does a little bit.
Right. All right, you've got to listen to that again. Just to see the look on Dom's face, because he loves
zebra.
It.
Zebra! I was zebra.
Now.
Afro circus, book it up, Afro.
Wow. That is a treat for me. That is a treat for me, Chris Rock. Oh my goodness, I've gone jelly legged. I love Fake Adele. I love Fake Adele.
Fake Adele now is very confident and thinks that she can ask proper film questions.
Oh, really?
So she does.
Okay. Did you get to keep the costume?
I keep the costume, yes.
Yeah, good. Yes. So you should, as a souvenir.
I wear it around. When I want to get into clubs, I put it on.
Yeah.
People instantly recognize me.
Rock the zebra.
Yeah.
I love that question.
Actually, this interview's gone very well so far.
It's very good.
And now all you got to do is plug the movie, wrap it up, and get out. Don't get too overconfident, fake it out, and do a silly game.
Unfortunately, she did get overconfident and do a silly game.
Would you like to play a game, Chris?
Sure, Fake Adele.
In my hometown, it's called What's in My Sock? Chris Rock.
Okay.
Here's sock number one. You have to feel it and guess what is in my sock. Chris Rock.
Let's see. Oh, boy.
Have a little feel.
I don't know.
What do you think? I'll give you a clue. If you're working in an office, you might need this with paper.
Stapler.
Yay! Stapler! Well done! Have you played that game before?
No.
You're amazing. I'd like to say, Chris Rock, you rock my world, Fake Adele's world.
Thank you, Fake Adele.
Thank you so much for coming in, and you do look lovely. I think he liked Fake Adele.
I think he did too.
Yeah. Did he only get one sock?
He got three socks, but he said things that we can't broadcast on the radio.
I like the way you did sock number one. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Game over.
What was in sock number two?
I can write it down if you want.
No, but I know what he said.
But what was actually in it?
Yeah. It was a hole punch.
But he didn't think it was a hole punch.
And, it was a remote control. It was a very long remote control.
So it was a very long, hard thing that he was grabbing.
That's
what did he think it was again?
That's right. So I can write that down later.
What did he think it was?
Email it to you. And then there was another one, and he thought that was something rude as well.
Right.
So we chose not to do this. But he was really good, and he was a big fan of Fake Adele, as it turned out, because she was very worried about which way that interview could go.
You can tell they got on.
Yes, I think they got on.
Yeah, there was definite chemistry there.
And the film, which is out today, is genuinely good as well.
I like it.
And that's, I think, probably why he was up for everything, because he knows it's a good film.
Well, I've tried to interview him, failed. You've tried to interview him, failed.
Yep.
Fake Adele,
there you go.
Success.
Exactly.
So well, thank you very much.
Whenever he comes to the UK again, then he should have the exclusive interview with Fake Adele.
Always, I think, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well done, Dominic, for standing by and watching this epic performance.
Yeah, well done, Fake Adele.
And well done to Chris Rock. His movie's out today. The Chris Moyle Show.